Gil Kerlikowske, does this dismantle in some ways some of what you started to accomplish as drug czar in your administration and perhaps slow the momentum for what seems to be bipartisan an approach and understanding towards criminal justice reform?
Well, in some ways it does, but let's separate the opioid epidemic. When I took office in 2009, it really was not on the public's radar screen. These are pills. These aren't being smuggled in across the country. They're not being manufactured in some garage. This is driven by our medical practices, which, by the way, is governed at the state level. So try to separate out the opioid issue. The heroin issue is different, although it certainly is connected. But if you're a trafficker, a drug trafficker, I couldn't agree more with what the Attorney General said, because if you're a drug trafficker and you're indicted by the federal government, it's usually for a substantial amount of drugs, and so that's important.
Gil Kerlikowske, I also want to ask, I mean, does this, you know, what about the argument that Jeff Sessions makes that says that, you know, this takes the handcuffs off of prosecutors? Prosecutors have been complaining for some time that they can't use a large sentence as leverage to get the type of information that they need.